Welcome to 10 Minutes with the King. Glory to God. Where it is our purpose to help our listeners to enter into God's throne room and experience that precious intimate time of fellowship by exalting our Lord and Savior. 10 Minutes with the King is brought to you by Koinonia Bible Training Center. It is a 30-minute broadcast where we're encouraging our listeners to spend at least 10 minutes daily with the Lord before you begin your day. Your DJ this morning is Pastor Nancy. So be blessed as you enter in to worship with me. Shalom. Shalom.
The Father is waiting with arms open wide. Here in this house, there is a blessing. Here in this house, He's given a song. Anointing, filling our hearts with power.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. That's our theme song, because you know what? We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need the Lord to come into our lives, take full control, and guide and lead us through this journey. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I'm going to finish off Psalm 137, verses 7 through 9. It's kind of a harsh word if you took it on the surface, but this is the thing about biblical studies. You've got to understand what's going on. Is it actual? Is it a metaphor? And who's being spoken to and why? You don't just take it and run with it like many do and build a doctrine off of it or an argument from it. You got to understand what's happening. Oh Lord, remember what the Edomites did on the day the armies of Babylon captured Jerusalem. Destroy it, they yelled. Level it to the ground. Oh Babylon, you will be destroyed. Happy is the one who pays you back for what you have done to us. Happy is the one who takes your babies and smashes them against the rocks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Lord, your vengeance is in the spiritual, not the physical. Yet there is a time for war as a defense. Thank you for showing your children the difference of reality from a metaphor. Your word clearly states a battle is not physical, but spiritual, not against flesh and blood, but principalities and wickedness in high places. We are the victor. Glory to God. Glory to God. You gotta understand what is going on. Hallelujah. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Hallelujah. You let him take care of your enemies. You don't have to do it. You just need to follow his lead. Hallelujah. And that, whatever he tells you to do, you do. Glory to God. You better know it is the Lord that's guiding and directing you. Hallelujah. So the battle is the Lord's. Ron Canole. Hallelujah. This Thursday. Hallelujah. Because we know we're in a spiritual warfare as I speak. This world is on a fast decline, going nowhere but into darkness quickly. It takes the church to put a skid on it, or at least to save as many souls as we can from the final destruction that this world is bringing, listen to me, is bringing on itself. Thank you, Jesus.
Mighty men. victory song. Just trust in Jesus.
Focuses on praising him, we'll find out that more battles are won than lost because we have gotten out of the way. Let the Lord do the fighting for you. Glory to God, because when your flesh gets in the way, it's not going down right. It's going to go down wrong every time. You know that, and I know that. Hallelujah. But like I said, there is a time to fight. Freedom's never free. We don't want to have a fight. We don't want to be in a battle. But sometimes you have to. Hallelujah. You got to remove that cancer. And you got to get all of it. Hallelujah. Otherwise, it's going to take over and kill you. Kill the body. You got to rout that cancer out. Freedom's never free. Phillips, Craig, and Dean.
Standing on a hillside where the river meets the sea, white crosses without number line the fields of peace. And each one a silent witness staring back at me. And every cross a story of another place and time, where young men thought it worthy to give their life for mine. And for the sake of honor left their dreams behind. And for the price they paid, I'm forever dead. Their memory will not die, 'cause I will not forget. I will stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the ones who had to die. I will live, live what I believe, if I'm no one else but me. The freedom's never free. On another hillside, just outside the city gates, the battle lines were drawn as soldiers took their place. The father watched in silence as a cross was raised. The freedom drawn closer, he took his final breath. He drank a cup of guilt and took the sting from death. Heaven's finest soldier clothed in human flesh. And for the price he paid, I'm forever in his debt. The cross will never die, 'cause I will not forget. I will stand and hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the one who had to die. I will live and live what I believe, if I'm no one else but me. Freedom's never free.
I will stay free. I will live free. I will go free. Stand, hold my head up high. I will dedicate my life to the glory of the one who had to die. I will live, live what I believe. If I'm no one else but me,
understand. You're pointing your finger at root one group when there's a whole lot wrong with you. You know, we need to love, and we need to just look at people as being a soul, a person. Everybody has hang-ups. If we can help people out of their hang-ups, that's fine. But sometimes it takes just being quiet and praying. But all this pointing fingers and you're this and you're that. And some of the very people who are doing all that pointing the fingers are some of the biggest offenders and don't even realize it. Your hate is so deep that you can't even see that you are the hater. Hating people, saying that people hate you when you are indeed the hater. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let the truth be told and the devil put to shame. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You're trying to justify your self-pity. You're trying to justify some of your wrongdoings by blaming others. You know, you're responsible for you. And if your heart is right, then that's your contribution to this world. You be right. Hallelujah. And if you can help others to be right, fine. Hallelujah. But as far as always trying to put blame on somebody else, there's plenty of blame and shame to go around. And the very people who are doing the loudest screaming are some of the biggest offenders. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. I've lived long enough. I've been through enough of it. I know what I'm talking about. Hate runs deep. And hate can't even see itself because it's so deep in its own mess. Hallelujah. But if you want people to love you, you need to start loving people. Hallelujah. You're responsible for your actions. You're not responsible for someone else's action. But if a brother can save a brother who is in error, who can pull him out of his error, then you have saved a soul. But that's not what's going on. It's a lot of you hate, you this, you that, you a name and all this kind of stuff. You're not helping anybody. You are part of the problem. You are part of the problem, spewing all your hatred in the name of liberating somebody. You're not liberating anybody. You're keeping people captive in the mess, the muck and the mire, the way Satan likes it. But you know what? We serve a mighty God, and he tells us that we're even to love our enemies. Hallelujah. That we're to walk in righteousness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we are supposed to be hearers, not only hearers of the word, but doers. So let's do what the Lord says we're to do. We are to be part of the solution and not part of the problem. We're to walk in love, mercy, and grace. But yet we know that we serve a just and mighty God, and he will straighten things out. It's all coming to an end quicker than we think. My name is Victory Jonathan Nelson. Thank you, Lord, that I walk in victory because of you.
My name is Victory. is victory.